Vikings Connected is presented by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the Minnesota Vikings.
Welcome back to our final edition of the season of Vikings Connected. Every week, Ben gives the Nacho Award out. It kind of highlights the good, the bad, and mostly or usually the strange of the sports world.
Yeah,
usually
the strange, weird things that
wacky.
Happen in sports.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So this week, I couldn't pick just three. Normally, I have three nominees.
Okay.
So we have a compilation of all the Nacho Award winners for the year. So take a look. It's rather entertaining. We've got something I want to unveil. It's called the Golden Nacho Award. That's right.
Yeah.
You heard me. The Golden Nacho Award.
This is Sparta.
Puts his foot right in the face mask.
They call it the fainting goat. The guy performed it perfectly. Mr. Robert Kraft. He just needs a friend. And I have to give it to Bird Lady.
Oh, my God. I kind of wish I would have missed it.
Why you bring a bird to a game? Creepo.
Yes.
Creepo alert.
Nice, Ben.
Yes.
Got him.
I'm sticking up for you, cheerleaders.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm picking my favorite historical Viking.
Is it going to be me?
It's not going to be you.
Okay, okay.
He's an offensive lineman, number 74 right there, catches a touchdown pass. And for the people that don't know what this was about, it was a Street Fighter reference, so
right.
Obviously kind of an old school video game player, and he wanted to honor that. J.P. Gibson's a little adorable five-year-old boy, was diagnosed with leukemia. They paid him a special tribute, and he got to do something really cool. This week, it's not really an award you want to win.
No, it's not.
Not really.
You don't
want to
get this.
He fumbles the football a yard and a half short of the end zone.
Oh.
You have all that area to go celebrate and take the ball.
Not when you drop the ball.
I know. And I'm sure he had just about enough from one particular fan. So on a grease board, he writes, "You have the worst team in the NFL. Y'all are 0-6.
Smiley face.
Smiley face. The phone technician on the sidelines, first of all, no stocking hat.
Nope.
And he's just chowing on a dilly ball.
Yeah, he's just having ice cream in the snow. Who wouldn't be, right? I actually have a fourth nomination.
What do you mean?
I have a fourth nomination.
Oh, jeez.
We're taking it back. Mr.
Oh,
Ben Lieber. Look at
come
this.
Come on.
Talk about commitment. Impressive.
We can get out of that. It's hands down the most embarrassing thing I think I've seen in a long, long time. I mean, look at that. It's disgusting. And for that reason, you win. Mr. Soccer Guy. A tip of the hat to him for just puking on the ball. But what about the quarterback?
I was just going to say, and a tip of the hat to the quarterback who caught it.
Yeah.
I probably would have ran the other way.
I don't know how you can not give it to a guy that gets struck by lightning.
He survived.
And survived.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to go with the Royals.
Yeah.
The Royals
it's newsworthy.
I know. It's so great. I can't really pick a winner. I just can't. So they're all going to be winners. And I think that's the best part. Well, I hope you enjoyed that as much as we did. I had a lot of fun because a lot of them I didn't really remember.
Right.
So let me ask you, before I go into my Nacho Grande Award,
okay.
The big finale,
okay.
I'll ask you, what was your favorite one?
Oh, what was my favorite one? This could be honorable mention. My favorite one is the cheerleader creeper.
Mostly
because you got my back. And secondly, I am happy that there's documentation of he is not the only one out there.
I thought this was just like an isolated incident
right.
where there's like one creeper guy.
Right.
But this happens a lot with you guys.
It happens all the time. I mean, not anymore. I'm totally a has-been. But it happens a lot with
yes.
the current cheerleaders. And thank you for calling him out for us.
Yeah, so hopefully we get him to stop and everybody else.
Yeah, now what's yours?
Okay, so my Nacho Grande Award. My favorite one the whole season. We're going all the way back in the beginning of the season. And it's the Spencer Lanning kick to the face. I don't know why. I just thought it was so entertaining. And more so, I think, because he had such a good spirit about it afterwards.
Yeah, yeah,
like, he was
okay.
tweeting about it and talking about it. And I think he took it in good graces. So that's kind of like, it's entertaining. It was fun.
Yeah,
it was
it
the
was.
Beginning of the season. And he had such a good time with it. So that's my Nacho Grande Award. And that's going to close out our final show.
The season,
so,
you guys.
I will first say thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. It was a lot of fun. And Aaron, thank you. Thank you to all the crew that worked behind the cameras and our producer, Skip Kruger, everybody associated with this show, VEN. Thank you very much. Hopefully we can do it again next year.
Yeah, we've had a blast, you guys. Thank you for all of your feedback. Thank you for all of your opinions. And of course, thank you to the entire Vikings Entertainment Network staff and community. It has been a blast.
See you guys.